Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Janelle Iacino joins us now. She's the marketing director at Rose Pest Solutions. Hey, Janelle, welcome back to WGN Radio. How are you?
Hi, happy Friday. I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing fine. But I'm a little worried that as the weather changes, is this true? Do the sort of creatures on the outside look for shelter inside, and that might include my basement or living room?
You got it. I mean, this time of year, everybody wants to get a little cozier, right? That does not exclude rodents and other critters that we might consider too close for comfort.
You know, I can live with mice in my house. I don't want rats in my house. Rats don't go in people's houses, right? It's mice that we're hearing
scuttling
about.
Oh, no, rats definitely go into people's houses. And it's not just garden apartments. I mean, rats and mice can scale a building at a 90-degree angle. They are excellent climbers. And so if you've got, you know, a habit of leaving bags of trash up on the third-floor patio or balcony, they're going to find their way to it because they're desperate for food sources.
Is it rats and mice? Or, I mean, skunks aren't coming into people's houses, and the bugs kind of die off. So what else do we worry about?
Well, bugs actually do not die off. That is a very common myth. We're facing influxes of stink bugs and other overwintering pests right now. So stink bugs, box elder bugs, Asian beetles, spiders, they're all trying to get inside too because they're looking for nice, cozy little nooks and crannies that they can spend all winter in dormancy. And then when spring comes, that's when they all pop out again.
It's amazing how little I know about this. And so I must say the number of spiders I saw this year was off the chain. Was this an especially spidery year or no?
I think it was an especially buggy year in general. And that's why we saw a lot more spiders, is because the spiders had a smorgasbord of all kinds of other bugs to eat. So.
Okay, so then do I take a caulk gun to the outside of my house? I'll tell you what, it's 11:16 on WGN. Janelle, stay right there. I'll bet you've got a question, too, about what you're seeing or what you're doing. Janelle's very good at this. As you know, she's been on with us many times before. Janelle Iacino from Rose Pest Solutions, 312-981-7200. Let's help you out. Your turn to ask her a question is next on WGN. We're talking to Janelle Iacino, Marketing Director, Rose Pest Solutions, about all the creatures coming into our houses this time of year. Janelle, so how do I sort of insulate my home from all of these animals? What should we be doing?
Yeah, so now is a great time of year to do a lap around the outside of the house. Look for things like overgrown foliage, maybe branches touching the house or hanging over the house. And take a look at your screens around your windows, your doors. If there's any kind of gap, I'm talking the size of a dime is what a mouse requires to get through. The size of a quarter is what a rat would get through. Yeah. So think about, you know, maybe door sweeps on the bottoms of your doors and just button things up before we start seeing snow hit the ground, because then it's going to be too late. But that and also consider a professional exterior barrier treatment. This is a good time of year to do that because it'll lessen the populations that you end up seeing in the spring. We don't want to give these critters. We don't want to give these critters a chance to take up residence over the winter.
The barrier. What is that? What is the barrier? What is that?
Yeah, it's like an invisible shield applied to the outside perimeter of the home. And it will, as these bugs fly and land on the house, they'll just drop dead. So before they even have a chance to crawl up underneath the siding or anything like that, we're stopping them.
It's a chemical you spray on the side of the house?
It's a residual product that lasts about 90 days. So it'll take you through the rest of the bug season, and it'll definitely lessen what you end up seeing in the spring.
Janelle, excuse me, I'll use my man's voice now. Janelle Iacino from Rose Pest Solutions. All right, Claire, you're first. 312-981-7200. All our lines are ringing. We'll get as many of you as we can. Go ahead, Claire. You're on the air.
Oh, thank you very much, John. I have a very persistent problem. I have these infinitesimal bugs. I think they're even smaller than a gnat, and they have been pervasive in my home. I'm going to say about a year or less. I have no idea where they come from. I just need help.
Are they in the bathroom or the kitchen or near moisture?
Yes, they are in the kitchen. They're also in a bedroom. But I would say that they're more persistent in the kitchen.
It might be something called springtails. They're teeny, teeny, tiny, like smaller than an ant, just like you said. But when you go to smash them, do they hop a little bit?
I think they have eyes 360 degrees because I can never nail one. And if I did, they would just be totally smashed. But I have never been able to kill one.
Okay, hold on, Claire, hold on.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Janelle.
It could be a moisture-loving pest. And springtails are very common around sinks and faucets, but this could be an underlying issue of maybe some moisture getting in around a window if they're also in the bedroom. When we come and do an inspection, we analyze all of this and figure out exactly what species we're dealing with.
Okay, I'm going to leave it at that. Good luck. So, but if that's it, then is there some spray I use, or if that's the creature, how would you suggest attacking it?
So, if that's the creature, you need to eliminate why they're there, which would be the water source. Really, pest control in modern days, nowadays, it's not about a product. It's about why are they there in the first place, and get to the root of the problem. So, if it's like a leaky window every time it rains, that's what you got to fix.
Okay, good luck to you, Claire. I'm going to go from you to Tony. You're on WGN. Hi, Tony. What can we do for you?
Hi. I have a ranch home that was built in the mid-50s, and I have an inherent problem with spiders in my basement. Every day I can go down there and kill 3 to 5 spiders. Some of them are real small. Some of them are about the size of a nickel. The other question we had was, what about bringing houseplants in from the patio from the summer for the winter? Do you have any suggestions on how to treat them?
Yes. Oh, that's a great question, because I just started doing this myself. So to avoid bringing in fungus gnats or any kind of plant bugs, if you get some sand, just regular play sand, even from the hardware store, and put like a half inch layer on the top of your plants, that will not only control moisture once you bring them inside the house, but anything that might be living in the soil as they emerge will cut through that sand, and that will kill them. It'll suffocate them. So something simple like sprinkling sand on your plants will do wonders for that.
Wow.
And as far as the spiders, they're only there because they're eating other bugs. So there might be some populations that, you know, could be eliminated with a professional treatment to kind of get rid of the entire food chain of bugs you got going on in the basement.
Okay, interesting. Okay, I hope that helps, Tony. Thanks. Let's go to line 3. I think we got time for Mary. What's your question, Mary? You're on the air.
Hi, I was wondering if hedge apples help with spiders, and if so, how do you use them?
I have heard of that, and I have seen it, and I think if you think of that like a citronella candle and that amount of a radius of effectiveness, I think they are effective if you're, you know, maybe considering a 2-foot diameter of space around the hedge apples. Like if you were to put them in a basket in the corner of a basement or something, which is how I've seen it done, it's not really going to, it's going to put a dent in things maybe, but it's not going to really take care of the situation.
I like the advice. Thanks for the call. We're out of time. But for all of us, walk around your property. This sounds like something Lou Macfordini talks about at times. And just eyeball the place. See if you've got branches touching things. Pull some foliage off if you can. If you want to go with a professional treatment around the perimeter of your home, boy, that sounds like a good idea, too. Is that real expensive, Janelle?
No, it's so much more affordable than you guys might think. And for what it does and for what it covers, it is it makes such a huge difference in comfort and, you know, eliminating a lot of these creepy invaders.
Okay. So Roast Pest Solutions, you guys do that, right?
Absolutely. Always free quotes. If you go to our website or call us, it's rosepestcontrol.com, or you can call 1-800-GOT-PEST.
Thanks, Janelle. We'll talk to you again probably tomorrow.
Thanks so much.
It's 11:27. This is WGN. Let's do the news, and after WGN Radio News, speed jokes, the best of, it's all coming up.